Well, summer passage of those trade deals is not looking so promising anymore, as it is now being speculated that the administration will not send the Panama, Colombia, and South Korea free trade deals to Congress for consideration before the August recess. Even with a tight calendar and a lot of urgent business to take care of, some on the Hill believe the administration should go ahead and submit those agreements to Congress as a show of good faith with our trading allies in the three countries. Meanwhile, ag groups continue to wait anxiously for the passage of the FTAs that are expected to add about $2.5 billion in additional ag exports, which would also equate to about 22,000 jobs. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.